It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, I'm glad we're together again. See what I'm sitting beside? A friend made this for me, and I'll show it to you a little later. But in this bag are some pieces of material that my friend had left over from this. I think I'll just take it to the kitchen. She thought I might like to use them. And I fish. And I do have an idea about them. Here are the pieces right here. Are they pretty? I could cut them into smaller pieces, but I think I'll just use them the way they are. This is a piece of sticky felt. And what I thought I'd do is to just put these pieces on the felt. Make a picture with it. Now, of course, each person would arrange pieces like this differently, just as each person would choose different colors for a painting, or would use blocks for a block building in a different way. So the varieties of designs are endless, just as the varieties of people's imaginations are endless. Oh, that's the phone. Let's see who this is. Hello? How are you, Joe? Yes, I was just showing my neighbor some pieces of material. A glass harmonica? No, I haven't. But you know I'm interested in everything. Do you have someone who can play it? Oh, good. A musical artist and the father of a little girl? I'd be glad to meet him. Sure. We'll be right over. Thanks, Joe. Bye. There's a person who plays an interesting musical instrument at Negri's Music Shop. You know me, I'm always glad to learn about new things. So let's go over there now, to Negri's Music Shop. Oh, I'll show you this when we get back. Joe.
Hi, Fred.
Working on a clarinet.
Yeah, trying to make sure all the pads are working.
I see.
Where do you meet Dean? He's just a wonderful guy, and it's terrific. But when you meet him, don't shake his hand.
Don't.
Because he has them specially treated so he can play the instrument.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to this.
I'll take you back.
Yeah. Looks like Sam may be trying out a drum. Hi, Sam.
Yeah, it's really a great sound.
Hi, Dean.
Hello.
Dean, I want you to meet Mr. Rogers, Dean Shostak.
How do you do, Dean?
Hello.
And this is our television neighbor.
Hi there.
Dean, we want very much to see this harmonica of yours.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry I can't shake your hand. I've been scrubbing up and getting ready just to play it now.
Well, your fingers have to be just right for it, I guess.
They do.
I'm going to leave you two, and I'll be back in a couple of minutes. I've got some work to do in there.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Have a good time.
Well, this is an instrument called the glass harmonica, invented in 1761 by my favorite American, Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. That's right.
Out of glass.
Out of glass. And this is part of it. You see this wheel moves, and there's a little sound right there. Now, Ben Franklin had seen somebody playing on a set of water glasses.
How was that person doing it?
Well, you know, they dip their finger in and they get it wet and they go around the top of the glass and they make it sing. And he got an idea that he could actually use glass in a different way. Instead of tuning the glass with water, he had the idea that you could tune glasses by their size. And I've got one of the notes right here so you can see. Now, if you look at it, you can see a couple of things. You can see there's cork glued in the center of each one of the bowls.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the size of a cereal bowl, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the glasses are set sideways, one inside each other, with only the rim exposed or sticking out. And then, using your finger, you can rub the rim of the glass and make it sing.
But that's a fairly big one on this scale here, isn't
right.
it?
Right. It's actually this one right here. But see, they're all different sizes. And what you do is you start with the largest one, the lowest note. And then as they get smaller,
it gets higher.
That's right. Here's our high note there. Now I'm dipping my hands into a bowl of water that I keep right here. So now my fingers are nice and wet. Now to make the glasses move, there's a large spinning wheel attached to the end of this one rod. This metal rod. And then I'm using my foot to make all the glasses move at the same time. So I can play any glass I want. Do you want to hear some music?
Oh, yes.
All right. Ben Franklin really likes Scottish music, so I picked a Scottish song called The Blue Bells of Scotland.
Oh, good. Lovely sound.
Thank you very much.
And it looks so easy the way you play it.
Well, it's like any musical instrument. It takes some practice. Would you like to have a glass harmonica musical lesson?
Sure.
Sure. Well, I've brought one here that you can actually play.
Oh, so, this little one over here. Let me try.
Now.
And so you just dip your fingers in the water?
Right. Now, I know I've washed my hands, and you probably washed your hands too, but one thing you have to do is scrub them again. So pick a finger that you're going to play, maybe this finger here, and then using a paper towel, really get it nice and clean.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'm going to turn it
but
here.
Wet too. Huh?
And wet, and you have a little bowl that you're going to be dipping your finger into. And then go ahead and see if we can make it sound.
That's hard.
It is hard.
I didn't know it was so hard to play. You were just going like this, and it just all came.
Let's
I see. Bet if you put your finger on it, it would.
Well, there's the note. So let's see if you can do it. There it is.
You have a magic touch.
Well, I hear you've got it too.
You must have been practicing this for a long time.
Many years. Oh, there it is.
Oh, I'd rather hear you play.
Okay.
My, that is just so difficult.
It's a tricky instrument. But
I should say, Joe, this is so difficult. Try this a minute.
Is it really difficult?
Yeah, even just one finger's difficult. Now put that in the water. And put it up there and see how hard that is to play. Oh, you can do it right away. Good for you. Oh, you're good.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
We've all got the touch now.
Okay.
There you go.
You have to have them wet.
Right. Uh-huh. And scrub them a little bit.
And clean.
Very clean.
Would you play something for
me? I sure will.
Oh, would you? Oh, I'm glad I'm here in time to hear this.
Yeah, I want you to. I mean, this music is gorgeous.
Yeah.
There was a composer named Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Mozart, oh, sure.
That heard the glass harmonica when he was just a boy. He was traveling around with his father, and he was so impressed by it that he decided to write a piece of music for solo glass harmonica. So this is it. Now, this piece of music is still around, but you have to find a glass harmonica to hear it played, because ordinarily now it's just played on the piano or the organ. But this is it.
That took some practice.
It sounds like it's just coming from the sky. It's just gorgeous.
The sound's coming from just everywhere.
Would you and Joe ever play anything together?
I'd like that. I really like playing with guitar.
Do you think?
Uh-huh. How about something that Mr. Rogers wrote? Tree, tree, tree?
Tree, tree, tree.
Okay.
Do you do it in the key of D?
Let's do it in D.
You ever sing that to your little girl?
I do. I've got a 6.5-month-old named Abigail Jane, and this is one of her favorite songs right now.
Abigail Jane's a mighty lucky little girl to have you for a dad.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's great to hear this music.
Well, I'm going to stay here and practice them if that's okay.
Okay, and I'll be back to see you in a little while.
All right.
Wish you well, Dean.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Wow. It's really nice, isn't it?
Oh.
It takes a lot of skill,
though. Oh, my goodness. I had no idea it was so difficult. Very difficult. You've had so many wonderful musicians here in your shop.
That's for sure. You know, when I'm working around here, I often think about all the people that come through the doors. Mm.
Thanks for sharing them with me, Joe.
My pleasure.
See you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Some things look so easy until you try to do them. That glass harmonica is very difficult to play. Mr. Shostak has obviously been practicing a long, long time. Well, I promised to show you what my friend made from pieces of cloth like the ones I was using in the kitchen. So I'll show this to you now. Push this over. It's very big. Isn't it beautiful? Think of someone sewing all these pieces of material together to make this beautiful artistic quilt. Look at that. That person had to choose where each color went. And all those colors together are what make it so wonderful. Now, if you were going to do a work of art, what kind do you think you'd like to do? Quilting, like this? Or playing a musical instrument, or dancing, or singing, or drawing, or painting, or sculpting, or pottery, or making up a poem. There are so many ways of being an artist. You know, we can even be artists with ideas for make-believe. Let's try that now. Come on, quilt. I think I'll just... see if I can get the trolley under the quilt. Come on, trolley. You know, we've been pretending that people are preparing for the Royal Arts Festival. King Friday has suggested that everyone do something artistic. But Lady Elaine says she's going to be the judge. And she's been telling people that their art is no good. She's been hurting people's feelings. Daniel was even crying last time. But then he started to wonder, if Lady Elaine hurts people's feelings so much, maybe her feelings are hurt, and that's why she's the way she is. Well, let's make believe some more about that as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make believe.
Great idea to play your bagpipes for the arts festival, Dr. Bill.
Oh, and I love my pipes, man. And I'd welcome the opportunity to play with you and your guitar.
What song would you like us to play?
Well, how about the Bluebells of Scotland?
Oh, I like that one. Would you like to rehearse it right now?
Oh, with great pleasure, Handyman Negri.
Assembled throng, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Yes, thank you. Now, gentlemen, you have the opportunity of playing a trio.
Oh, what that would be that? Wonderful, King Friday.
Yes. Sure. Do you know the Bluebells of Scotland?
I do.
Well, let's all three try it together.
Very good.
Here we go.
The bass doesn't help any.
Well,
you fellas will never win.
Well, Lady Elaine, it's not about winning. It's just about having fun.
That's right.
Yes. Why must you stick your big nose into everyone's business, Fairchild?
Now you've done it, Friday. Now you'll really be sorry.
Well, suppose you gentlemen come inside to the M room. Music room, that is, so we may practice without interruption.
Aye, aye, sir.
Very good, yes. Thank you, Henry. See you in the M room. Thank you.
Everyone. Oh, there you are. You want to play hide and seek? I'll hide and you find me, okay? Look away and I'll hide. Another place. Watch the statue for a moment, okay? Here I am. You found me.
Lady Aberlin!
Lady Eberlin.
Oh, that's Elsie Jean Platypus calling. Hi, Elsie Jean.
Hi, Lady Eberlin.
Oh, well, how are you?
Oh, fine.
What is this beautiful circle?
Oh, that's what I'm making for the Arts Festival.
You're making it?
Yes, and I grew these vegetables.
Oh, my goodness. Look, cabbage. Onions mm-hmm. and parsnips? Oh, yep. Tomatoes, too.
Oh, I know. Yes, and I'm making a wreath of them. And after the festival, we can all eat the vegetables.
Are you going to be using carrots?
Oh, yes, but I thought you could help me decide where they might look best.
Oh, that will be fun.
You'll never win with carrots.
That sounds like Lady Elaine.
Yes, it is. She does not like my carrots.
I wonder why.
I'll tell you why, Toots.
Is that you, Lady Elaine?
It's I and my head covering.
Well, why are you covering your head?
So nobody will see my carrot. I mean, my nose.
Your nose?
My big nose. Friday told me to keep my big nose out of everybody's business, so I'm just covering my whole head.
Well, it certainly is an artistic covering. And one of my favorite people is under it.
One of your what?
One of my favorite people.
Is she kidding me, Elsie Jean?
No, I don't think so, Lainey. You have a lot of people who like you.
Even with my big nose?
With every part of you.
Well, I'm going to cry.
Oh, that's all right, too, you know.
Boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! People don't say kind stuff to me very much.
I wonder why.
Hi, everybody!
Oh, hi, Andy.
Hey, can I take a picture of you all with your creations?
Oh, for the Arts Festival?
Yeah, we're making a booklet, and we would like everybody in it.
Well, that's a silly idea. Silly idea. That wasn't a very kind thing for me to say. Maybe people don't say kind things to me because I don't say kind things to them.
Well, how about a picture for the booklet?
With my quilt over my head?
No, how about if you put it at your side?
Oh,
you know, over near Elsie Jean's vegetable wreath. Oh, yeah, that looks kind of
like
good. Oh, that's terrific. Okay, are you all ready now? Here we go.
Ready.
Playing better than ever.
Oh, thank you, Lady Elaine. Thank you, Bill Mudge.
Oh, would you take a picture of Trolley, and I'll be over at the castle in 4?
Of course.
Okay.
See y'all later.
See you later. Bye, Lydia.
Well, about
that. Hi, Trolley. We're making a booklet for the Arts Festival. Do you mind if I take your picture for it? Oh, good. Stay very still, please. Thank you. Oh, I know.
Do you think if Lady Elaine were kinder to people, they'd be kinder to her? That's what she's wondering right now. Next time, we'll think about the make-believe art festival. But right now, we have some real fish who might be hungry. I'll fold that up later. Want some food? They surely do. Here you are. Quilt really inspired me. so much you can do with your imagination. What your face looks like, people can like you exactly as you are.
Yep.
It's what's inside of you that matters most. Our thoughts and our feelings, the way we treat other people, the way we love one another, that's what matters much more than what we look like. Well, I like you exactly as you look right now. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. Feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We have lots of things that we talk about, don't we? You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being yourself. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
For anyone who would like to know, here's the PBS Neighborhood online address.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other PBS stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We thank you.